Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the NXT
2.0
preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Hamblett and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT 2.0. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review NXT 2.0, but also AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Hamblett and Sidgwick to look ahead to NXT 2.0, the go-home show ahead of Vengeance Day, and a stat show at that.
So you say those things typically with WWE ones because you need to fill what the shows have got coming up. You didn't need to on this one. Yes, it is the go-home show, technically. Not that they do go-home shows anymore and haven't properly and effectively for like 15 years. But it doesn't matter that this is a go-home show. There's so much. And not all of it is thrilling individually, but as a whole, it's fantastic because now can outstay its welcome. There simply isn't the time for anything to outstay its welcome, and I welcome that.
I'm a little bit disappointed, right, that they've announced so much in advance because I like the random quality of all the jazz singers booking the new tag team. And like,
oh, yeah, we're going to do This Is Your Thing this week, weren't we? There's too much. It's not going to happen.
It's like, oh, I like having the randomness just unfold in front of me, but at the same time, so little of this makes an impression that I'll completely forget everything that's been announced. So it's the same difference, really. Same difference.
Be honest, Hamblett, you're off tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Are you watching this show?
I will make time for it in a way that I didn't for SmackDown when the circumstances were the same. It's better than SmackDown.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this tonight.
I mean, I never am. I never think about it. It just happens. I'm delighted.
I'm looking forward to see if anyone wins the games, basically. That's what I watch for.
Do you know what it's about 2.0,
not so
right?
much that I listen to the commentary, but you know.
It's the oddest thing that shouldn't have this effect on me, but one of the ways in which wrestling is successful in maintaining viewers all the time, especially when wrestling is over with any kind of mainstream, which isn't really now, but enough people, certainly now that you've got Twitter or something where you might go on every day and want to see what people are talking about, something like a Dynamite, or very occasionally, a Raw or SmackDown, will have an event where if you've missed it, you feel a bit out of the loop. Mm. There are a few shows I feel more out of the loop of than if I don't keep up with NXT 2.0. But it's the nichest of niche loops. It's the titting about with you two loop. That's what it is. Like, nobody tweets us on a Wednesday with anything related to the show unless it's in direct reference to some bollocks we said in this podcast. It's never like, oh, did you see the really great match? Or fingers crossed for the push. I mean, it's nothing to do with the content. Yeah. But, like, I kind of switch off from the nonsense. And I would hate to think that that was what got lost by missing a single week in the NXT 2.0 cycle.
Speaking of titting about, new game to come later on. But let's start with the Championship Summit. We also got a championship match to look forward to. We want to start with the Championship Summit. Bron Breakker versus, well, not versus, colliding with Santos Escobar.
Colliding with him either.
I like a summit. As far as the Chris Jericho synonym generator goes, summit is one of the better ones. Randy Savage and Crush had a summit that Sidgwick can remember where Crush lacerated Randy Savage's tongue on the guardrail. Like, the idea of a summit, theoretically, is of like two great forces, often from the world of politics, are going to come together and it's going to be a battle, but they're going to find common ground ahead of a potential war, a bit of a dust up, whatever it is. I don't expect any of that tonight. How on earth can meathead, dude bro, jock, psychopath, Bron Breakker possibly find any common ground with the suave and sophisticated and slightly sinister, Santos Escobar. Like, I like the idea that that they'll come together and there'll even be an attempt at them to find the common ground before Bron Breakker just wants to clothesline his head off, like the first move you would do with Brock Lesnar on SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. That running clothesline, they're going to make you want to see that moment so much. And this might actually well booked enough that they don't give you it, and you're going to have to see it next week. Like the spear, was it in the Bron Breakker spear in the tag match last week? That was just this little glimpse of what he wants to do to little dickheads that he doesn't understand, like Phantasma. And I think they're going to nicely draw that out here.
We get an appearance from Old Man Ciampa.
Oh, God, I hope not. He hasn't been the same since the boy left. That guy gave me the creeps.
Old Man Ciampa, he's your paddling.
I mean, Ciampa could even the odds for a beatdown, but I don't know. Summit's basically just Summit to say.
Hey.
Instead of two lads in the ring building up the match.
You're saying it's going to be the Summit or nothing?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I mean, I don't know what this is going to be.
Instead, let's talk about the title match that is happening tonight. Mandy Rose defending the NXT Women's Championship against Kaylee Ray. Moved from Vengeance Day because, Kaylee Ray couldn't wait to get her bloody hands on her. I would love Kaylee Ray to win this world title. I don't think it's going to happen, though, Sidge.
No. I mean, look, I don't think there's going to be a title switch. I think the build of this match was actively atrocious. Like, even a terrible execution of a bad, silly sports entertainment idea. Like, commit to the bit. Come on. Like, a lot of 62-year-olds want to see cake. Cake doesn't ordinarily go. Okay? They want to see spaghetti. Spaghetti ain't usually eaten. So, she failed.
Jerry Lawler's dates because I'm Pescetti.
Yeah. She failed.
His words.
Overwhelmingly to sell the bit where the heel... Cause the idea is she's going to win, but Kaylee Ray at least gets to humiliate her before she gets cheated out of it by her toxic attraction cohorts. So they failed to even do bad comedy. In terms of match quality, Kaylee Ray is very good.
Yes.
I'm reliably informed by people who watch more NXT UK than I did, which is very little. Voller's good. It's like, how dare you do wrestling? Like, how dare you do wrestling in front of me? That's not what this Mandy Rose character's for. That's not what the old poor vorts watch her for. This could be way better than expected, but you just expect to see a goddamn live shoot of a fold-out mag. That's what Mandy Rose does. Like, she does a half decent pumping bicycle kick. I'm not going to call it what people on Reddit call it, basically. It's not the goddamn same thing. But she does a half decent pumping bicycle kick, and it's a bit of fire, and Kaylee Ray can navigate her through some pretty vicious, spirited bursts of offense. Who cares about any of this?
Yeah, they're presenting a wrestling match when really they just want you to be looking at Mandy Rose trying to see where the staples are. Like, you can't throw a cake in her face one week and then have it and eat it too with the match the next week. It's the thing about this Mandy Rose push is that, yes, every week that she's not wrestling, you're just beaten over the head with the fact that she's the sexiest NXT Women's Champion ever, and she's a throwback to the champion that this company apparently wants and needs because it's tailored into the wants and needs of the grim old men in Gorilla. But then they still book the matches, and they're trying to book her against opponents that are potentially going to give her something better than that gimmick. And then as soon as the match is over, it's back to that gimmick over yes. and over again, cycle and repeat. It doesn't really make sense. So they can't have both. This will either be a great match that is a complete betrayal of the story, the toxic attraction gimmick, what Mandy Rose says and does and everything before, during and after, or the match is going to be total trash like the gimmick is, and we'll have nothing good to say about a Kaylee Ray title shot. So it's a tricky balance to strike. I don't think they've got a lot of time to screw up. I'll say that nice for it. Like, I don't think it'll get more than 10 minutes. So with any luck, they won't at least outstay their welcome.
Yeah, I think my issue here is preemptive, like you say, in the fact that I'm going to be sat here tomorrow with Usage going, well, they did a brilliant 10 minutes, if we're lucky, this is. We did a brilliant 10 minutes.
Bloody lucky.
Led by Kaylee Ray, let's be perfectly honest. And then Toxic Attraction interfered and Mandy Rose escaped with the title. That's unfortunately how I see this one playing out. Aye. A warning in advance ahead of tomorrow.
Huh?
I may be in one of two moods, and that is based, Michael Sidgwick, on the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic semi-finals we've got to look forward to tonight, because there are two teams that can feasibly make the final that are one of them are favourites. Both of them are my favourites. Unbelievably, I said this to you in the office earlier, Hamlet. I'm willing MSK to lose in the Dusty Cup, which is something I've never willed them to lose any match aside from when they face the Grizzly Young Veterans.
Riddle will do that.
But they face our new favourite tag team. No offence to Grizzled Young Veterans. Malik Blade and Idris Anofi have got to make the final, haven't they?
I think so, yeah. They were lining up the MSK Grizzly Young Vets rematch quite nicely. But in the process, as we thought they might do, have used the tournament to tell a story. Like, they've actually managed to tell a story. There was an underdog story. They've got in through the lamest, cheapest WWE of ways. But then they've actually used the remainder of the tournament to prove themselves and have a nice, like, fairy tale journey through the tournament. I hate to break your heart, but I think if they do make it to the final, the fairy tale is being completed and your heart will be broken yet again. But this could rule. We'll see here. Yeah. Against MSK.
MSK versus
Blade and Anofi?
Yeah, Blade and Anofi. We'll see here if Blade and Anofi haven't just already mastered the art of the silly NXT backstage thing and can have a bit of a ripper as well. I would say the tag division is probably the most consistent destination for those on this version of NXT. So if you're going to get actual great action anywhere on this show, it's probably in these matches. And I hope it goes well for them, because they kind of, it's almost like you unlock a cheat code in this NXT now. If you can have good matches and have a character that fits in the, like, sex-crazed, insane backstage universe. And, like, Inofi's already got it with his tits. And, like, what's Malik Blade's bit at present? He's trying to chase a date with one of Toxic Attraction. Like, they've found what fits in the locker room. And if the matches are good, they're made.
Well, they're super green. Like, incredibly green. And I think MSK, in the style with which they work, this is an incredibly ambitious match.
I saw a lot of vignettes. They're pretty green. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's fuck.
Do the noise. Yeah. That's a green there.
I don't, mate, right?
Oh, no. Here we go.
Who's doing this? You don't talk like that.
Oh, yeah, I've got a mate that does that.
Like an incredibly performative.
Oh, I'll do this. It's killed, bro. It's killed.
You're very performant. Pretty stand already.
tell the people what my watch designed to show us.
Here's what I found. Gilbert.
It says Gilbert. What are you doing?
Is that your performative weed mate's name?
Hey, Gilbert.
Pretty stand already, actually. That's what I used to say. What was I talking about? This is an incredibly ambitious match. At MSK, you'd hope, being the senior team, would, like, not get all their stuff in. Like, just work to the level of their opponents rather than asking their opponents all this mad, incredibly convoluted, exciting stuff of which they're capable. So NXT's funny because, like, they'll put, like, the greenest of grass, like, people in ladder matches, in, like, plunder brawls. And it's just like, oh, don't do that. Just ruthlessly exposing them.
Welcome to Double Figures on Cage Match. Here's War Games.
Yes, absolutely. So I genuinely think this could genuinely not be good. Not right.
NXT 2.0's logo should be the old National Lottery logo. It could be you. Fingers crossed. I am going to back our boys, Malik Blade, Idris Anofi, in the final to face the winners of the other semi-final, Michael Sidgwick. My pick, the Grizzled Young Veterans. But how do you think they get on against the Creed Brothers?
I don't even mind getting pushed. Oh, Grizzled Young Veterans.
They don't have weeks of vignettes tricking people.
Everyone gets weeks of vignettes. It's NXT 2.0. It's a vignette first, action or continuity second.
Would you like some wrestling with your vignettes, sir?
Well, I don't know who's going to win this, because the booking of this show was rancid.
It's a bit like AEW. It's like, oh, who could? Neither can afford to lose, isn't it?
Basically. Yeah, exactly the same. I don't really get annoyed by AEW criticisms anymore. It's kind of pissing me off. It's not the sacred cow that was in my heart like this time last year.
Unless somebody calls a six-man a treaters.
Yeah.
It's not on.
In which case, it's not on. I don't know who's getting pushed out of these two groups. It's like the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's the worst case. He's a baby face. Like, didn't the Creed brothers lose? Or did they win last week?
They lost to Imperium. Did they not?
Was the six-man,
yeah.
So they can't book that match then?
Yeah.
They cannot book
that. Diamond Mine are indistinguishable. They're like, you know those characters we've talked about, Kevin Owens on the Raw reviews? Like, well, he can be a heel and babyface, has needs. Like, they're both, but they kind of can be neither. They're not particularly, I like them enough, but they're not effective heels or babyfaces.
Yeah. Babyface is great regardless.
Yeah, but they just sort of exist.
So they just sort of exist. They're sometimes babyfaces, they're sometimes heels, they sometimes win, they sometimes lose. Grizzled young veterans are just like thieves.
Grizzled young veterans are winning.
Why?
Oh, just figured it out. What's the difference between this year's Dusty Cup and last year's Dusty Cup? The people who are in charge, right? And what's Vince McMahon's favourite thing?
White people.
Tits. Sorry, second favourite thing.
White people.
Third favourite thing. Making the fans miserable, and you don't give them a babyface win in the final. So granted, the Creed brothers, maybe... No one likes the Grizzled Young Veterans in theory. Mm-hmm. They are out and out heels. So what a fairy tale story for either MSK or Idris Enofe and Malik Blade. And then Grizzled Young Veterans just ruin it in the final. My boys are going all the way.
Maybe. Yeah.
Didn't Blade and Enofe knock out Imperium?
No, they knocked out Legado del Fantasma.
Oh, that was it. Fantasma, yeah. So there's always an act that can run in.
Two other champions.
Oh, yeah. Like, to cheat. I thought they were. Do you know what? I could have sworn they'd cut in a promo a few weeks ago saying, oh, we're the champions and we're going to win the tournament as well. And then we're going to do like a Charlotte Flair or something. I completely imagine that.
Just give me a second.
You'll find anything online about NXT 2.0.
Dusty Cup 2022. There's definitely a Wikipedia. Told you, there's a Wikipedia page.
Completely imagine that, you know.
I know, that's last year's.
But yeah, anyway, whoever has. Enofe and Blade have knocked out, will probably run in the final. And
the God is our Fantasma.
Fantasma, yeah. Like, they'll do.
I just don't care. I've been given no reason to really care or to get behind an act.
So you're telling me there's a chance with Grizzly Young Veterans?
I've been given a reason to get behind. Wilborn.
Yeah?
If it puts you in a good mood for the rest of the day, Grizzly Young Veterans are going to win.
Yes!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Right, there's a lot of matches to look forward to, so much so that I've just realised, mid-record, I've missed a match or something off this week's notes.
Not another one.
Yes, because another one of our favourites got on the stick last week and promised a, I believe, university-sized ass-whooping for the guy with the biggest heart in NXT 2.0. And so are we going to get... Have they forgotten about Von Wagner?
Who's he fighting?
Andre Chase promised a university-sized ass-whooping. Remember they gave him the victory? They were like, oh, here's this new guy. Draco, what's his name? And then they went, yeah, Andre Chase is beating him, so he's on a roll now.
This vaguely rings a bell, yeah.
it honestly doesn't.
They're not saving it for Vengeance Day.
Yeah.
No, well, he promised, he said next week, university size ass whoop.
They've got so many matches that they deliver about 8 on this show and then another 5 on a takeover size TV episode next week.
So he's squashing, basically, is what you can say about that.
Yes. That's Von Wagner now.
They've more time to talk if he does that, which is all good by me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Imagine a year of Von Wagner doing squashes and doing hilarious promos and then flashback to the days when he would have gone like 20 minutes with Kyle O'Reilly because they thought that was the way to go with him. What bizarre life this character has had already. Cycling. He went cycling in the mountains with AEW's Kyle O'Reilly.
Cool Kyle O'Reilly.
Got one more exercise left, Kyle.
What's that?
Couple of 12-ounce curls.
I was thinking about that yesterday. I was like, I haven't really seen a lot of Kyle O'Reilly in AEW yet. So I've no doubt that they're going to do big things with Red Dragon, hopefully, eventually. And I was like, oh, yeah. A few months ago, he was there putting on a bike helmet.
Do you remember the tantrum?
It's a load of crap. They just cheat. It's a bunch of crap. Like Kyle O'Reilly trying hard not to roll his eyes. Like, come on, Von Wagner. All you have to do is try and get it goddamn done another fucking week, and then I can get the fuck out of here.
And the finish of the storyline is he turns on me and attacks me, right? No, you see the attack coming and you beat him down. What?
No, I'm going, getting out of here.
Yeah, but maybe you can convince you to stay. You can't.
This is the idea, Kyle. You think he's as stupid as all of our fans think he is. You guys are very much on the same page. Yeah, but I'm not going to be here at all soon. That's not a problem. One era.
I love this show, man. Speaking of which, Saray, the incredibly talented female wrestler / schoolgirl with magical necklace, fights Dakota Kai, who's crazy and, again, incredibly talented. This, on paper, could be the match of the night, and yet I just got the feeling that there's going to be so much Vince in this that it's just going to ruin it.
This on paper is an absolutely fabulous babyface tag team. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Mm. In fact, it's nonce babe and bloody women. Oh, Jesus Christ. They're bloody nuts. Snakes with tits on there.
Snakes.
I think Dakota Kai possibly had to turn somebody down when she was out for a date in the performance center, and Bruce Pritchard's like, right, we'll keep that. Thank you very much on her. Crazy. Not many things make me yearn for Triple H getting the pencil back in NXT, but the current state of Saray and Dakota Kai probably is one on balance.
Why hasn't Dakota Kai been moved to the main roster? Like, they're crying out for female talent, new female talent.
I've got Lita. You know Lita more than you know Dakota Kai. Just bring back Lita. Less work.
Saray is probably winning.
And I mean, to be fair to Dakota Kai, she's probably looking, going, who's the last one who trod this path? Tony Storm. Yeah, I'm all right. I'll stick around with fighting with the schoolgirl with the magic necklace.
Do you think Dakota Kai is going to see the jewel in the necklace and like start pulling funny faces and be a little bit hypnotized by it because she's so crazy?
She's going to try and steal it.
And then Saray is going to win the match.
Just as long as she has that mint drop kick in the ropes.
While Dakota's distracted by a big gem in a necklace.
Yeah.
Can't just be like technical prowess. Can't be Saray putting Dakota Kai in a compromised position to hit with a dropkick. It's going to be like, whoa, look at my shiny jewel. You women like jewels, don't you? Oh, look at this.
So look at the jewel and like, so I go, huh? like the head tilt, herky jerky thing. God, the show sucks.
Well, you'll be pleased to know we're moving on to the star of the show, L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
He fights Sanger tonight with, I think the stipulation, I'm fairly certain, is that if he wins, what's his name? I was going to say
Bryson Waller.
He's going to lift the, what's he got on him?
Restraining order.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sanger's debut, yeah?
Yeah, so yes. He's so job out your next monster. And you don't do the match that, like, a few 62-year-olds kind of watch. You know what I mean? I'm being facetious about it, but, like, the idea is they... I don't think anyone bloody cares if you ever see LA Knight versus Grayson Waller ever again. But they think you want to see it because they've kind of given you a glimpse of it. So how do you do that? Oh, this is, like, 7-foot guy and he's beam. What are they doing? Man, they're so thick.
Here he comes.
Thank you for censoring yourself there, by the way. That was very good restraint.
Yes. There he is again. We all remember Cody and Wardlow in the cage. Who went over there? It's just ludicrous, isn't it, man? Like, the idea. Like, not Sanger. Hell. Impossible to care about the lives of any of these three total dweebs.
I remember Cornette years ago talking about how Vince Russo saw the Piper's Pit segment when he snooker with the coconut and was like, right, that's what I want. And Cornette talks about the fact that he completely neglected the preceding months that built to that moment. That's what NXT 2.0 is now. Right, well, he's going to fight the henchman of the... We only introduced the henchman last week. Yeah, he'll be fine. this girl, she's got a magical necklace. What about this one? Well, she's bonkers, and she hates tag teams. Sarray's not in a tag team. Doesn't matter. friendship, innit? What, a friendship between a necklace and a woman? Yep. What else have we got going on? It's just ridiculous.
You've stumbled into something we didn't discuss in the review. Like, Saray with her necklace, when she's beating Dakota Kai, pick her up, and then Dakota Kai sees a necklace, like, kinks her neck a little bit, like Sidgwick says, but then realise, I'm no longer crazy anymore. It's the power of the necklace. And they become a team in the Dusty Cuff. It fixes her.
I tell you what, that's a shout, isn't it?
I love how much effort they put into the crap as well. they spend weeks on this, putting threads together.
That singer last week.
Same energy. Did Montez Ford shout her out on Raw?
I don't know, did he?
I'm sure he sang same energy.
There you go. Well,
she's main roster over. Yeah. That means it's in like the main roster Slack messages. Have you seen anybody on NXT 2.0? He's like, no. He's like, well, this is pretty, I quite like this, this is pretty good.
Finally, Hamflet, tonight we've got a fight to look forward to. A fight with major stipulations. It's a fight over daddy's credit card. It's Wendy Chu versus Tiffany Stratton. It's the dream match. Well, the Wilborn dream match, sorry.
It is the dream match. It is. It's the...
How many dream matches of mine have they done in recent weeks? Because we had you carry down the moon versus Tony Angel, and then this week
two matches.
But they're the male and female dream matches, yeah. And they are
Grizzle Young Vets. You get two of your favourite dream matches tonight, Wilborn.
Oh yes.
So this will be the third Wendy Chu match.
Yeah.
So the returns will continue to diminish, possibly, unless they've been spending a week or two figuring out another new spot.
I still love the GTS.
Yeah. The second one. Elbow drop was particularly great. So I eagerly await what they're going to have planned to keep this gimmick from dying on its arse completely.
New sleepy gear with the money from the credit card?
This, like some kind of like Gucci branded onesie or like a gold one or something with gold lettering.
Fluffy slippers with the gold leaf ears on the rabbits or something like that. Yeah. Just, yeah. Why not? And Tiffany Stratton's obviously raging. But what I was going to say was, if Tiffany Stratton loses, that's two defeats out of two, isn't it? For this.
Who cares about that?
Rich debutante who can get all she wants in the world.
Or all the other sports she was really good at that they highlighted. Tennis? Video packages, yeah.
What will she say if she loses?
Well, I've got... That might lead into...
I'll do the voice.
One of the games. That might lead into one of the girls. So... I'd like to, if you would, we can move into the game because it's actually a new game. Do you want to start with that game?
Well, 2 seconds before you start. If Tiffany Stratton did like the voiceover for the NXT,
yeah.
Well, how would that sound?
Well, it'd start by her saying "we about it," and then he'd say, and then she'd say, "It's like that," and then yeah. Well, speaking of which, I've invented a new game. Well, collectively, we've invented a new game, I should say. But I've given it a title that I'm hoping you two will approve of. So I've been thinking about what makes NXT 2.0, right? And,
well, we know what the intent is behind NXT 2.0, yeah. Right? We know that it's essentially... Characters first, wacky, outlandish characters, vibrant colours, very topical cultural references. It's all this precision engineered. Mm.
Biggest wrestling company in the world.
Yeah, all this precision engineered stuff that is designed to try and capture the youthful audience. Now, what do young people do that old people can't be asked to do?
Ooh.
Have sex.
Ah!
And they want that male 18 to 49 demographic is huge, right? Huge.
Huge.
So they are really, really trying to sell sex to the male 18 to 49 yeah. demographic. And we like to play games on this podcast. Mm-hmm. So if you can reveal the name of the game.
The name of the game is... Dude, where's my tits?
So we are trying to determine...
A film that came out in the year 2000. Very appropriate for what
yeah,
you just
in
said.
In keeping with them.
Indeed. So we're trying to determine...
Where the vile billionaire pigs will sell their misogyny.
Yes, on this show. On yeah. this show. Dude, where's my tits?
And it is an order from Vince McMahon. If he's watching the show, or he's like reviewing the script or something like that. Yeah. That's the one note that comes back.
Where's the tits? So we see Mandy Rose genuinely film a photo shoot with the idea being it's in the heads of Inovian Blade because they like the idea of having hot, full intercourse with Mandy Rose. Last week, dude, they filmed... What's the name? Nikita Lyons.
Something like that, yeah.
They filmed the heaving bosom of Nikita Lyons from the Andre the Giant angle to make yeah, them look
they did.
Even more big.
Yeah.
I was going to... Yeah.
It's a bit classless, isn't it?
It's a bit classless. But this week...
Well, first of all, Malik Blade and Idris Sinofa are in action. So
yeah.
that's that bit taken care of. We've got this 2 hours of this show.
There's plenty more tits to go around.
I didn't want to besmirch the NXT Women's Championship with this. So my suggestion, the way we got into this, is Tehana Strata losers against Wendy Chu. And I don't know if the rule is she actually gets to keep... I'm not sure that's how money works. To that she gets to keep Daddy's credit card. Yeah. But let's just say Daddy's credit card. Sorry. So my suggestion is the announcement later on in the show, because quite early on this match. Yeah. Get the crowd warmed up, let's say. Later on, she's going to announce, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I got no money. I can't even pay my driver. I'm going to launch my own OnlyFans for all the simps out there. That's my pitch.
That's good because the only, right... Do they give the simps tits, but they call you marks for yep. tits at the same time? Yep. The hatred of the audience and the tits.
Synergy.
In a further misunderstanding, the camera pans to the side and like Joe Gacy's just there nodding sagely. Hmm, yes. Safe space for the yes. simps.
Harlan's on his phone behind him. Huh? Well,
he's got his own credit card.
A new game then, Amplet.
Dude, where's my tits? Well, like you sort of noted, Idris Nofi and Mandy Rose are both wrestling. So unlike the producers of NXT, I tried to think outside of the box. Broggs and Brooks are meandering around backstage. And that one...
This show is going to be full enough we don't have to see those pricks.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, you know, they just walk around the corridors, them two, don't they? They don't really wrestle. And that one in particular, the one that can't find his cock of both hands, whatever his name is, he's, like, obviously feeling pretty sad and pretty lovelorn. Every attempt he's got to try and... Which one is it he likes? Casey or Caden?
Caden Carter, yeah.
He's, you know, kind of blown it every time. So the other one is like, come on, let's go to the club. But it's not just any club. They go to a strip club.
Oh.
So then it's gratuitous tits, and it's not even roster tits. It's just background blurred tits everywhere. Tits, playing over the loudspeaker. But the music's so good, the camera pans to the side, and Casey and Caden, they're partying, aren't they? They just love partying. They look to the side, they see that Broggs and Bricks are there, and it's like, oh, we're so disappointed in you. And now has he blown it for good, to be continued.
Oh. Also, bonus game on top of it. Remember the one week we had Vince McMahon just making everything to destroy Triple H's legacy? Doesn't hate him as much anymore. And who's he hate? His son walks in and goes, what is it, Raw Underground in here? Just a little tip. still besmirching their own product. Yeah. Still.
My idea for, dude, where's my tits? is, right, how would you describe Electra Lopez?
A quarter of Legado del Fantasma.
Very good. How would you describe Electra Lopez?
I had longer to come up with an answer for this, and I was still panicking. Not as good a wrestler as I would like her to be.
Well, she's, you know, a woman.
Ah,
okay.
But
yep.
she's in reality, she's a thing. She's an object. She's an instrument wielded by Santos Escobar to distract the men.
Yeah, yes. I am going to try to win her, let's not forget.
Yeah, yeah, she was, yeah.
She's an object.
Put up as a prize, isn't she?
She's a prize.
Dennis credit card, a woman.
That's what it is.
She's an object. She is an object. She's an instrument of Santos Escobar's pursuit of victory.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So during the summit,
ooh, yeah,
she's going to be dispatched by Santos Escobar ringside when Bron Breakker's doing his barking and his talking. And she's going to sidle up to the ropes, full close up, full zoom. And Bron Breakker's going to lost my train of thought. And then boom.
Oh,
very good. Very
boom,
nice.
Boom, boom, and yep. It's going to be the heat angle. An old man, Ciampa. Well, he's going to be watching at home.
Rock and jail.
I've not switched that old idiot box on for 25 years. Where do you want to go next?
Zeitgeist Heist.
Go on, then. What is Zeitgeist Heist?
That is, if you're unaware, imagine if this was your first podcast. Let's see what this number one podcast is all about. Dude, where's my tits? Zeitgeist Heist is a topical reference that they crowbar into the show. You got it right last week, didn't you?
I did, in fact, because last week I fired at the Gardner Gold Corral, bro.
Gold Corral.
Well, that damn Duke boy has been fired down on Gold Corral.
Unfortunately for all the customers, ran out of goddamn steak. And all the fat Americans blood sugar ran out, and goddamn it, I need my food. So they had a fight, and Wade Barrett went, that looks like a bloody fight at a Golden Corral. And but I nailed it.
You've been the inspiration for mine this week, just a heads up. Sorry, Hamlet, off your...
No, well, Old Man Ciampa is a perfect segue.
Ooh.
Because I've got him taking quite a beating. Maybe he tried to make the save, and however it gets, it doesn't really matter. He's getting the shit kicked out of him. We'll say by Phantasma for the benefit of this example there. Anyway, like, as the wrestlers are beating him down and beating him down, it's not just going to be any heel beat down. No. They're going to be screaming at him. They're going to be pointing in his face. You know, like, NXT loves to get in people's, like, verbals when they can. It's going to be like, it's your fault, Ciampa. It's your fault. It's your fault. And the commentators aren't even asking what are they referring to. Like, Wade and Vic Joseph, they're just agreeing. They're just going, like, maybe it is his fault. Maybe the ratings collapse on NXT really is down to Old Man Ciampa. And they're just going to keep attacking him and attacking him and attacking him. And Vic Joseph said, it is. It's him to blame. It's him. It's him. And I know you're both asking, why is that guy's ice? It's kicking a cat, isn't it?
Brother.
Do you want to hear mine?
Is yours good? Because mine's not. So shall I just do it first?
And I don't think either of us are good, but you can go first.
Well, it's on Google. See what's trending.
Sorry, I get so excited when someone's about to say it. I tread all over it.
Have you searched this?
So it's on Google, looking at the trending topics. You seen this? You heard about this? See this? Heard about this?
I've started dropping it into conversations
it's
with Anne Louise.
Very
now.
Quickly made it into
that. Anne Louise, you seen this? You heard about this? I don't know if she likes it.
Yeah, she probably doesn't like.
Could be worse. There's a lot worse than from this.
A certain film awards ceremony coming up. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Was it like some place?
Well.
Oh,
the Oscars are coming up, right? It doesn't matter if it's not the right medium. Could still say, they could still use Oscars and tying it into NXT. So I've got a bit of synergy, actually, between my Dude, Where's My Tits and the Zeitgeist Heist, because when Electra Lopez is swaying around on the apron and showing her womanly wares, she's not fooling Wade Barrett. Do you understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got topical reference to shoehorn in. She's not bloody winning no Oscar with that performance, Vic Joseph. She's just flaunting that body to try and get his attention with a very unconvincing performance, I might say.
Very good.
She's not going to be winning any Oscar nominations with that performance. I can see right through it.
Well...
We're
hitting the ball rolling here because I've got a Wade Barrett impression coming as well. Because I think you were right. You completely, last week, nailed it. So I've gone down a similar route. What's in the news? What's in the news? Winter Olympics. You seen this? You heard about this? So, what was the big thing today? Obviously, as if anyone was keeping
skiing?
It was figure skating, where the American Olympic team won their, I think, their best ever medal, silver medal. Congratulations to them. Fair play. Congratulations for 4 years of hard work with me on a podcast tapping you on your head going, well done you. So, yeah, I think women's world title match. Kaylee Ray nails Mandy Rose with something. 2.9. Oh, Mandy Rose just kicks out and Wade Parrott goes, what's this co-commentator called?
Vic Joseph.
Vic, I've got to tell you, Mandy Rose is skating on thinner ice than our Olympic ice skating team.
Yeah. Good.
But yeah, you're right. You've got to put it in Wade's voice and then it might
that
work.
Feels Golden Corral good. That yeah. One.
Should we finish up with the Donnie the Angel or predictable?
I'll go first. I've got nothing. Literally nothing because I've lost all perverse enjoyment I once had in this character. I just wrote down. I was going to flesh it out, but I can't be arsed. He's going to wrestle in the cage, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to wrestle in the goddamn pen. He's probably going to be a little bit scared because, you know, in this life, you're either dead or in jail. So he's going to say that a goddamn promo.
Yeah, I've kind of share Cedric's lack of enthusiasm for Tony, but I've tried because I just thought about rat in cages, basically.
Ah.
But not just any rat in cages, because obviously we've got a cage match next week. There's Tony D'Angelo is going to reveal
a Bromley rat.
He's got a bit of a history with rats. So we had to get one of his own. And he introduces you to his pet rat.
Oh.
And so this is my pet rat. He's called Roland. And that's a 1980s TV reference for anyone watching the show that isn't 44. Years old. You know how Roland is? When he gets mad, he bites people. You got to put him in a cage. Now, Pete Dunne, I know you bite people, so I'm going to have to put you in a cage too. And I'm going to, I don't know, whip your ass or some shit.
I like that. That might actually happen.
I'll give you a Roland Rat reference on next week.
I remember Roland Rat when I was a kid.
Now, chances are, it's a Vince McMahon show, so nothing's been written yet. So you can literally take this verbatim and put it in Tony D'Angelo's little 30-second Please Watch Vengeance Day promo that's, you know, coming up on tonight's show. He's going to say, hey. Hey, Petey Poppins. Petey Poppins, let me tell you something you don't know about Petey Poppins. Petey Poppins, he thinks he's just like his mother. Huh? Practically perfect in every way. Huh? Well, let me tell you something, huh? When I'm finished with him inside that goddamn steel cage, he's going to be glad, happy, thankful he is British. So he can head home, use the National Health Service. And when it comes to his career in NXT 2.0, say it with me, guys. You know what he can do?
Forget about it!
Let us know your thoughts ahead of NXT 2.0 tonight. I have more show doing it, more fun doing this than watching the actual show every bloody week. Let us know your thoughts at WhatCultureWWE. Watch they can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflett at
Michael Hamflett.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And make sure you subscribe to WhatCulture Wrestling wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts, our review of this show will be available tomorrow. And our review of Monday Night Raw is available right now. But for now, this has been the NXT 2.0 preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys. Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.